Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Roberts. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotic, the podcast that explores the intoxicating powers of love, relationships, and sex, all from my perspective. I invite you to experience the journey with me as I try to awaken your innermost thoughts. My topic for tonight, get down and dirty, the benefits of having sex on the floor. Also, my question tonight, do men lose interest when a woman chases them? So please, do me a favor. Go ahead, relax, chill, smoke one, drink some wine, whatever it is that you do. And I'll be right back with my question tonight. All right, so my question tonight is, do men lose interest when a woman chases them? You know, chasing someone can be an exciting game to play. The thrill of the pursuit, the anticipation, the hope that they're eventually given. It's all part of what makes relationships so enticing. But while it can be fun in theory, often in practice it doesn't work out as planned. So do men really lose interest when women chase them? The answer is kind of complicated. And it depends on the man and the woman involved. While many men like the feeling of being wanted, there are some who will become uninterested or even resentful if a woman is too forward in her pursuit. On the other hand, a woman's confidence can be attracted to some men and make them feel more secure. Ultimately, the key is to find the sweet spot between proactivity and respect. Don't be afraid to take the initiative, ladies. Make your feelings known, but always treat your object of affection with dignity and don't push too hard for a repercussion. After all, relationships are built on mutual respect and understanding, not games of power and control. Men and women often play different roles in the pursuit of romance. Now, when it comes to love, perception isn't always reality. For example, many assume that if a woman makes the first move and chases after a man, he's gonna lose interest. But is that really correct? Is that really true? The short answer is no. Men may respond differently to a woman who takes initiative. Some may even be flattered and intrigued, while others will probably initially be surprised and kind of embarrassed. Regardless, men are likely to appreciate a woman's forwardness, especially if the feelings are mutual. In fact, research shows that many men actually find chase pursuing dynamics attractive, as it helps them assess a woman's level of interest and take control of the relationship. And as long as the chase is respectful and not overly aggressive, it can be a great way to create an exciting connection between two people. It is a common misconception that men become disinterested when chased by a woman. Now, and I'm just going to go off the top with this one. I know some guys who prefer to do the chasing. And I think it comes from the old school mentality that men are hunters. We are conquerors. We come in and we knock you upside your head, ladies, and, you know, boom, you're under our spell. But we're living in a different age, a different time. And there are a lot of women who have changed the role, reversed them in a way, where they're doing the most pursuing men. Because a lot of women understand what it is that they need, what it is that they're seeking in a relationship. And then you may have a guy who's on the fence and who may not really know what he wants, but may need a nudge, maybe pushed in the right direction, in the direction of where you are at. And sometimes women will, I'm not going to say overstep a boundary, but they will step out on faith and pursue the man that they want. And back in the day, a lot of you know, people would think that was like weird or too much. Well, it wasn't ladylike. But like I said a few minutes ago, we're living at a different time. And if you sit and wait on someone, you might miss out. So, while it's true that some men may take a short-term victory by receiving a woman's pursuit, the long-term effect of her chasing them could actually have an adverse impact on their interest in pursuing a relationship. Although the idea that playing hard to get can work for women might seem like understandable logic, research also suggests otherwise. Men are attracted to confident women who shows interest without being desperate or clingy. Striking a balance between the self-assurance and modesty will offer more potential for a successful connection and potential partners. A woman who shows interest and pursue her man can demonstrate confidence, strength, and maturity. Are you a woman who feel like your man is slipping away? Well, guess what? It may not be because you're chasing too hard. Contrary to popular belief, men don't lose interest when women chase them. In fact, they actually appreciate it. Don't let fear of chasing him away stand in the way of expressing your feelings for someone special. Take the plunge and do exactly what it is that you need to do in order to pursue your man. The thrill of the chase can actually make a relationship more exciting and rewarding. Have you ever found yourself wondering, ladies, have you ever found yourself wondering why a man didn't seem as into you after you made the first move? It may be that the man not lose interest, but he's wondering. Okay, let me say this. Some men think if you're the chasing in the relationship, that he may not be the only one that you're chasing. So if you're chasing me like that, do you chase all men like that? And that might become kind of a turnoff, you know? Even though you're not that type of woman, not that type of person, it may come off as too much for some men. Especially the men who are traditional. Furthermore, relationships involving enthusiastic pursuance tend to be more satisfying overall for some. I think in this day and age, men prefer to be chased. Men are more acceptable to a woman who will stake her claim. Whereas in my day, you know, 20 years ago, almost 30 years ago, you rarely saw that. You rarely saw a woman make it known. Other than, you know, batting the eyelashes or sending some type of note or actually having a friend let a friend know that, hey, my girlfriend like your friend. So let's try to hook them up. Other than that, it was no making it known that women had interest in men or they were staking a claim. So it has changed dramatically. Whereas you got more women pursuing men compared to more men pursuing women. You know? And to me, I think it's one of those things where women are outnumbering, you know? Gone are the days of traditional gender roles. Embracing equality brings new possibilities for connection and growth. We have moved on from a society where the roles of men and women are so rigidly defined. In this day and age, it is perfectly acceptable and positively encouraged for both genders to express and pursue love with equal enthusiasm. Nobody should feel ashamed or embarrassed to show they care, regardless of their gender. Chasing someone isn't about submission. It's about expressing your true feelings without fear. A passionate pursuant doesn't mean giving up power. Rather, it's about embracing vulnerability and being confident in who you are and what you desire. To wrap this up, the answer to my question is whether or not really men lose interest when a woman chases them. But one thing is certain. When we choose to pursue something, it's important to be mindful how we go about it. Taking a confident, honest approach that values mutual respect, communication can go a long way in avoiding any potential negative feelings. And ultimately, if you want something, there's no harm in pursuing it, but do so with grace and with an understanding heart. And on that note, I'll be right back on my topic of the night. Alright, so my topic of the night is Get Down and Dirty, the benefits of having sex on the floor. Are you craving something more than just the same old bed routine? Looking to spice up your sex life with something new or a different position? Then you might try to get down and dirty on the floor. And what I mean by that is get out the fucking bed and do something a little different. Now, when you're 20 years old, it's no problem. You'll take a couple of rug burns. You'll take that feeling of being uncomfortable because you're young and it doesn't bother you. But when you're older, you're in your 30s, late 30s, going into your 40s, you ain't trying to get no rug burns. You're not, you have that mentality, that one track mind where we're just going to get in the bed. Now, we might do it on the couch or, you know, on the sofa, you know. But on the floor, where we're going to injure our knees, mess up our back that's already hurting, it's not going to happen, you know. But I thought about this a lot when I was thinking about topics. You know, not so much positions, but doing something out of the ordinary. Like getting out of the bed and deciding to have sex on the floor. And most times, it start out not being in the bed. You might be, you know, hanging out in the living room or watching TV and sitting down on a rug, and next thing you know, you get hot and bothered, and then you're rolling around on the floor, getting down and dirty. Having sex on the floor offers more than just dust bunnies. It also brings with it a new level of sensuality, pleasure, and excitement. By getting off the bed and onto the floor, you can create an entirely different world of sexual exploration without ever leaving your home. The floor is a surface that cushions your body as you move or, you know, enjoy each other as one. Its firmness allows for a deeper penetration, longer session of playtime, and giving you the opportunity to explore new positions and intensities. Moreover, having sex on the floor encourages mischievousness and curiosity by forcing you both to think outside the box. You can try various props and or enhance your experience with blindfolds or handcuffs. Get creative and unleash your inner wild side. The beauty of having sex on the floor is that it adds spice to the lovemaking. Its unfamiliarity can have you feeling experimental, eager to discover something new and different. One of the reasons why having sex on the floor is a good situation is because it adds better leverage in certain positions. The most prominent benefit of having sex on the floor is its ability to provide you with better leverage in certain positions. While engaging in spots like doggy style or reverse cowgirl, being closer to the ground allows you to have more control over your movements. This makes it easier to hit all those right spots while giving you a more intense core building workout. Plus, when lying flat on the floor, your partner's body weight come off your chest, allowing for longer and more enjoyable intercourse, while less constriction on your rib cage and greater range of motion. Your breathing will be deeper and smoother, allowing for increased libido and great intensity during climax. Having sex on the floor can solve a number of bedroom problems. For one, it presents a couple with a vast variety of creative angles for exploring each other's bodies. But that's not all. Having sex on the floor is a great way to break out your comfort zone and just let your imagination run. It doesn't restrict you to the typical in the bed, boring ass sex. Also, having sex on the floor creates more memorable moments. It adds an element of being spontaneous. And creates a memorable moment for lovers who want to heat things up. From romantic candlelights to kinkier activities, there are countless possibilities when it comes to being creative on the floor. Maybe you want to start slow and sensual with a massage, or whisper sweet nothing in your partner's ears while they lie on their back. Or maybe you're just feeling more daring, like tickling, biting, or every kind of pleasure imaginable that can only be right next to your partner. The best part is you can surprise them in ways that they never imagined possible. When it comes to bedroom activities, not everything has to stay between the sheets. By getting down and dirty on the floor, you bring a new level of energy, adventure, and creativity to your sex life. Whether you're looking to spice things up or simply add some variety, getting down and dirty on the floor is a great way to explore different positions, increase physical pleasure and connection, and unleash that wild side that's in you. So go ahead, get off that bed, and take your sex life to the ground. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast, who supports the podcast, and who just, continue to help it grow. Anything you want to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeaksrobotic@gmail.com. I hope everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves. And I'll talk to you next week. Peace.